Today's reading begins in Joshua chapter 4, verse 1. Joshua 4, verse 1. When all the nation had finished passing over the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, "Take 12 men from the people, from each tribe a man, and command them, saying, 'Take 12 stones from here out of the midst of the Jordan, from the very place where the priest's feet stood firmly, and bring them over with you, and lay them down in the place where you lodge tonight.'" Then Joshua called the 12 men from the people of Israel, whom he had appointed, a man from each tribe. And Joshua said to them, "Pass on before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of the Jordan, and take up each of you a stone upon his shoulder according to the number of the tribes of the people of Israel, that this may be a sign among you. When your children ask in time to come, 'What do those stones mean to you?' then you shall tell them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it passed over the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. So these stones shall be to the people of Israel a memorial forever." And the people of Israel did just as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones out of the midst of the Jordan, according to the number of the tribes of the people of Israel, just as the Lord told Joshua. And they carried them over with them to the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of the Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant had stood, and they are there to this day. For the priests bearing the ark stood in the midst of the Jordan until everything was finished that the Lord commanded Joshua to tell the people, according to all that Moses had commanded Joshua. The people passed over in haste, and when all the people had finished passing over, the ark of the Lord and the priests passed over before the people. The sons of Reuben and the sons of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh passed over armed before the people of Israel, as Moses had told them. About 40,000 ready for war passed over before the Lord for battle to the plains of Jericho. On that day the Lord exalted Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they stood in awe of him just as they had stood in awe of Moses all the days of his life. And the Lord said to Joshua, "Command the priests bearing the ark of the testimony to come up out of the Jordan." So Joshua commanded the priests come up out of the Jordan. And when the priests bearing the ark of the covenant of the Lord came up from the midst of the Jordan, then the soles of the priests' feet were lifted up on dry ground, the waters of the Jordan returned to their place, and overflowed all its banks as before. The people came up out of the Jordan on the 10th day of the first month, and they camped at Gilgal on the east border of Jericho. And these 12 stones which they took out of the Jordan Joshua set up at Gilgal. And he said to the people of Israel, "When your children ask their fathers in times to come, 'What do these stones mean?' then you shall let your children know, 'Israel passed over this Jordan on dry ground.' For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan for you until you passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea when he dried it up as we passed over, so that all the peoples of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord is mighty, that you may fear the Lord your God forever." As soon as all the kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan to the west, and all the kings of the Canaanites who were by the sea, heard that the Lord had dried up the waters of the Jordan for the people of Israel until they had crossed over, their hearts melted, and there was no longer any spirit in them because of the people of Israel. At that time the Lord said to Joshua, "Make flint knives and circumcise the sons of Israel a second time." So Joshua made flint knives and circumcised the sons of Israel at Gibeath Haraloth. And this is the reason why Joshua circumcised them. All the males of the people who came out of Egypt, all the men of war, had died in the wilderness on the way after they had come out of Egypt. Though all the people who came out had been circumcised, yet all the people who were born on the way in the wilderness after they had come out of Egypt had not been circumcised. For the people of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness until all the nation, the men of war who came out of Egypt, perished because they did not obey the voice of the Lord. The Lord swore to them that he would not let them see a land that the Lord had sworn to their fathers to give to us, a land flowing with milk and honey. So it was their children whom he raised up in their place that Joshua circumcised, for they were uncircumcised because they had not been circumcised on the way. When the circumcising of the whole nation was finished, they remained in their places in the camp until they were healed. And the Lord said to Joshua, "Today I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you." And so the name of that place is called Gilgal to this day. While the people of Israel were encamped at Gilgal, they kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month in the evening on the plains of Jericho. And the day after the Passover, on that very day, they ate of the produce of the land, unleavened cakes and parched grain. And the manna ceased the day after they ate of the produce of the land. and there was no longer manna for the people of Israel, but they ate of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. So today's reading had this remarkable event of them crossing over the Jordan. And I can't imagine how long that might have taken if you think about how many people and how much goods, livestock, all the things that they had to carry would have taken to cross over this Jordan. Those priests standing there, the waters being held up. Imagine being downstream, for example, and witnessing that the river just stops. So much so that it says that the kings, that their hearts melted within them. And this is what God had promised to do, that the hearts of the people of the land of Canaan, whom he had judged unworthy to remain, their hearts would melt at the sight of Israel. And so this is the beginning of the fulfillment of that promise. They set up these 12 stones in order to remember this great act that God has done among them. And then they have this issue of circumcision. We talked about circumcision just yesterday in our sermon for yesterday morning from Galatians chapter 2. This is a case in which you had an entire generation of people that had not been circumcised, and so they go through and circumcise. And as I mentioned yesterday, that it was a tenet of the law that they were to be circumcised in order to observe the Passover. So you see them being circumcised, and then they observed the Passover. Finally, we see that God no longer has to provide for them the way that he did in the wilderness. There was no longer manna for the people of Israel, but they began to eat of the good fruit of the land of Canaan that year. God is again fulfilling his promise to provide for them a land that is flowing with milk and honey that would provide this sustenance, that God would no longer need to give them manna from heaven any longer. Some interesting things to think about today, and of course I ask for you to continue in prayer that God may be with us all.